Tampa Bay's TAN Talk. Entertaining and informative radio for the Sunshine State.
From Rocket Sports and Entertainment comes a sports show done right. We're all about the fans in the stands. Now, get ready for sports writer and insider Rick Cecone with a true fan perspective in what's happening. Now, Rick Cecone.
Big week this week here at Darius Thigpen. Big week, I like to call it transition week. College football's heading in full swing. I'm really excited, and it's a special show for Darius. We'll get into that, but the airwaves are open. Only because why? You know why.
Only because the troops out there are doing their jobs and keeping everything safe for us, allowing us to do what we do and have an opinion.
Absolutely. At MacDill and around the world, thank you for doing what you're doing. A little tears in my, you know, at the 10th anniversary. Yeah. A week from Sunday of 9/11 is coming up, and we always say, don't forget, don't ever forget. Well, you guys better not be forgetting, because 10 years ago, a little over a week from now, we were in a real mess here in the United States, and the troops have definitely done their job since then. So anyway, the reason why it's a huge show for Darius Thigpen, the Ohio State University, his last day is summer intern. I'm a little sad.
Yes, I mean, I'm going to miss it around here, having to drive over from Tampa over here to Clearwater. That beautiful drive. Courtney Campbell. It's amazing. I love that. And then also just getting to be here talking sports. But college football is calling, and my broadcasting opportunity at The Ohio State University, even though school doesn't start for a couple more weeks, I'm getting to do a little broadcasting up there. So going to have to take that.
Absolutely. And, you know, I've had a number of compliments about Darius. I haven't told him this until the end. And those listeners, I want to let you know, I want to share with you that Darius is going to still be on from time. You're going to give us a call maybe on Fridays. We're going to try to do
Do a little Big Ten update. Do something like that.
Big Ten post-Trestlegate update from the campus up there, from the Big Horseshoe. So anyway, I want to thank, always, Travis Faley, my executive producer. This is a show about the fans and the guests. We want to change sports one event at a time. And we got a big announcement, a Rocket Sports and Entertainment announcement happened this week. Once again, Rocket Sports and Entertainment Network and the TAN Talk Radio Network partner up. We are going to be broadcasting Zephyr Hills Bulldogs High School football on WDCF 1350 and the website. And I want to say a special thanks to Athletic Director Bruce Cimarelli. I had a meeting with him earlier yesterday, actually, and Assistant Principal Dr. John Taylor. And they couldn't be more excited that we're going to be the voice of Zephyr Hills Bulldog football.
Taking over the sports world, one team at a time.
Well, I mean, there absolutely. There you go. So we're really excited. I know they're excited here at TAN Talk. And that 1350 station up there, boy, we're doing a lot of sports. We're going to be doing a lot of great things. So big show today. I want to get into, I want to talk about my Buccaneer updates and thoughts. I want to talk a little fantasy football a little bit later. I have some listener questions that I want to get into. Lightning fans, one of your favorite, get ready, camp is only 17 days away, and one of your favorite bolts is a little extra ready and really exciting coming on the show, actually in a few minutes. Olin Buchanan from Rivals.com is going to be joining us talking college football, and of course I have a list for Olin. I have the positives and the negatives to talk about with college football. So anyway, Darius, transition week, we can call it, right?
Yeah, there you go.
And there was some interesting stuff written on Rivals.com. That's why we wanted to get Olin Buchanan on. And I know he's got a tight schedule this morning, so I want to get right to him. Rivals.com, Olin Buchanan, how you doing, buddy?
Hey, I'm doing great. How are y'all doing?
Oh, we're doing great. We're doing great. You know, I was talking, I opened the show up before you got on, that it's transition week for college football, and I did happen to catch that article, Tumultuous Season, about some of the things. So we make the transition this week from off the field to on the field. Perfect first example I want to bring up is LSU, Jordan Jefferson going to Jarrett Lee. How do you think that's going to work out for the Tigers?
Obviously, Jordan Jefferson, they feel like the better quarterback, or he wouldn't be the starter. Garrett Lee in the past has had some interception issues, but he played pretty well last year. I really don't think it's going to change that much of what LSU does. I think what LSU wants to do is they want to use a big offensive line, push teams off the ball, get the ball to Spencer Ware and those running backs, and establish a running game, and then try to throw high percentage passes. It seems to me over the last several years that LSU's style has always been just don't let the quarterback kill us.
Right.
Manage the game, as they say. And I think that's going to, no matter if it's Jordan Jefferson or Jarrett Lee, and it's obviously Jarrett Lee, that's not going to change. Jarrett Lee may be a better passer, a little bit better passer than Jordan Jefferson. He's definitely not the running threat, but I think when you play LSU, it's still about trying to contain their running game and hopefully, if you're the defense, hopefully put them in a position where they have to. Where they face obvious passing situations.
Absolutely. Now, your great state of Texas has been in a lot of the news lately. Let's talk about this Texas A&M to the SEC and Texas talking about playing Notre Dame. I read something about that. What's going on there?
Well, Texas A&M, we expect it could even be today or definitely this week that A&M will officially be invited to the SEC, probably joining in 2012, and as a result, it looks like Texas, the University of Texas, will no longer continue to schedule Texas A&M, so they won't have that Thanksgiving
night game
that they've had, for years and years and years. And Texas is looking at maybe scheduling Notre Dame that week. Now, I don't know if they're going to be able to make that an annual thing or not. I think Notre Dame might balk at that, but they do have games coming up on the schedule against Notre Dame in the next few years, and they may be moving that game down to the Thanksgiving night week. And I think in the future Texas will look for a big name opponent to play that week.
Well, absolutely, that's a huge weekend in college football. We all know that. I just can't imagine high school football without A&M and Texas playing every year. That's crazy what this world has come to.
If you grow up in the state of Texas like I did, it's just part of the culture. You watch the Cowboys play in the afternoon, and you have your turkey, and then you watch the Aggies and Longhorns. And so it's gonna feel kind of crazy and like something's missing. But it's just how things are going in college sports now.
Yeah, absolutely. I had the opportunity to live in Houston for a year. And what just a great, great state. A lot of pride there in the state of Texas. So, wow, that's crazy. Hey, staying along the Texas lines, I did read something. I know you're not a pro golfer, because one of the greatest lines that I saw was SMU joining the Big Ten would be like you getting invited to Augusta National.
Absolutely. That's like I'm saying, SMU, Steve Orsini, the athletic director, with all this going on with A&M, they just happen to say, hey, you know what, we would like to join the Big 12, and I would say, yeah, I'd like to join Augusta National. I just don't think I don't think either one's going to happen. I might have a better chance at Augusta. The deal is that the Big 12 already owns the Dallas TV market by having Oklahoma and Texas, and Oklahoma State for that matter, and even Texas Tech. So by adding SMU, you don't increase your viewership, and in fact you add another private school that struggles. Their stadium only holds about 32,000. They don't fill that up. So if you're the Big 12 and you're trying to stay afloat, I don't think you add SMU. I think if you're trying to stay afloat, a program like SMU, no disrespect, but they're an anchor.
Well, did somebody say to SMU, oh, you guys have been watching Rudy. Did somebody say that? How cute.
I guess so,
when
yeah.
Rudy says, I'm going to play for Notre Dame when he's a little kid, that's it. We're going to join the Big 12. Yeah, okay. Hey, I want to ask, I had a magazine come out. We did I was going to do a Heisman preview and actually had him on the list, and then we ended up doing a draft preview. At the beginning of last year, Rocket Sports and Entertainment actually put this guy on our Heisman watch list because the numbers he puts up, just unbelievable, but obviously the ACL injury against UCLA, Case Keenum. How's he going to bounce back from that? I'm just so excited about that Cougar offense.
Well, the word is that he's come back, he's healthy, he's fine, And frankly, if he is fine and if he's healthy, if he gets any protection at all, he's a threat to become a 6,000-yard passer. I mean, they he's very accurate. They have really good receivers. You're playing a Conference USA where they don't have great pass defenses. He's had two seasons where he threw for over 5,000 yards. I think it was 3 years ago he threw for 5,600. So I think that he was in the Heisman discussion back in, back in 09 he was in the Heisman discussion, and I think they lost maybe to Tulsa, or they lost the game, and he played okay, but he didn't play great, and that kind of torpedoed his candidacy. But, if he goes out and puts out the kind of numbers that he's done previously, in 09 and 08, and Houston, a lot of people are feeling like Houston's a team that could make a run at being a BCS buster. If that is the case, then I think he'll be right in the thick of it. I mean, I think he'll still be an underdog with guys like Landry Jones and Andrew Luck and guys like that. But, if you're throwing for 6,000 yards or 5,000 yards and your team's winning, I don't think you can be ignored as a contender.
Yeah, absolutely. In case you're just tuning in, we're on the phone with Olin Buchanan from Rivals.com. Hey, Olin, you did the piece, Heisman History Isn't on Luck's Side. I did something in the spring that he should be a shoo-in for the Heisman, but we know how that goes. So why don't you explain that dynamic a little bit?
We're just looking at, Andrew Luck, of course, he was the runner-up to Cameron Newton last year. And coming back, you would think that, hey, that sets him up as a probable winner this year. But, in fact, the last time a guy was the runner-up and then won it the next year was Herschel Walker back in, I guess it was 1982.
Wow, okay.
And before that, you have to go back to O.J. Simpson as the runner-up in 67 and won it in 68. In fact, there's only been four guys that have been the runner-up 1 year and won it the next. And that goes all the way back to Tom Harmon of Michigan back in the 40s. That said, we understand that a lot of times the runner-up was a senior, so he wasn't going to be coming back. And a lot of times now the runner-up
leaves early,
even if he had, he just entered into the draft early. So yeah, the numbers are kind of skewed there and maybe misleading. But the fact of the matter is that even if you are the runner-up, it doesn't mean that you're necessarily going to win it next year. But let's be honest. Andrew Luck is probably he's the best player, I think, in the country. So if he plays as well as he did last year and Stanford plays as well as it did last year, I think Andrew Luck's going to be tough to beat.
Well, yeah, and he has absolutely has the bloodline. The 4 years, how often do we see somebody stay 4 years? And that's what my article revolved around, commending him for staying his extra year. But the name, I mean, there's people already drooling. I'm already drooling to try to get some endorsements for this guy. No Luck, we got Luck, oh, what a great name. So he's got the name,
yeah,
he's got the bloodline.
He didn't go to Notre Dame. They could be working that Luck of the Irish.
I know, right? Exactly. But good for Stanford. Hey, we'll switch gears a little bit. Now, we know we're, I do have to mention, our sister station here, one of our sister stations broadcasts UCF games. So they're circling that Houston game on their calendar because you said that about the pass defense. Anyway, but want to switch to the Big East, University of South Florida here in the Big East. All a buzz this week, opening at Notre Dame. How exciting.
Yeah, I would think that, even when Notre Dame was struggling, and Notre Dame's supposed to be pretty good this year, and I think they will be, even when they're struggling, it's a big deal to beat Notre Dame. Even back a couple of years ago when they went 3-9, I mean, it's still a big deal when you're, taking on the what some people feel is the most storied program in the country. Notre Dame, again, I think they're a team that could win 10 games this year. But that said, I mean, USF's going to give them some trouble. I mean, I love the quarterback, USF, B.J. Daniels, and, in the second year under Skip Holtz, you're going to see that team get even better. And, they have good speed. They're just a team that's going to give you trouble. And if Notre Dame, I think Notre Dame will be focused. I mean, Brian Kelly knows better than I do how good USF can be. And I think he'll be ready to play. But if for whatever reason those Notre Dame guys are saying, oh, yeah, we're playing South Florida, not Florida, and not taking them seriously, that's a team, South Florida, I think, that's right up there in the Big East challenging for that'll challenge Pittsburgh and West Virginia for the championship. That's a good team. So that sets up as a pretty good game, I think.
Yeah, absolutely. And Skip will be on the sidelines, and Lou will be texting him all kinds of information. So got that on our side. And, the early lines come out, Notre Dame's 10, and a lot of people are saying, USF, talking here in Tampa anyway, is going to be excited. There's going to be a lot of televisions here in the Tampa area tuned to NBC that afternoon. Hey, wanted to ask you real quick. I got a couple more things for you because Travis said you were a little tight this morning, so I don't want to keep you too long. TCU, a Dallas team here. TCU joining the Big East in 2012. What are your thoughts on that?
Well, I think TCU has proven over the long haul that they're not just a good team, they're a good program. And they're going to remain a good program as long as Gary Patterson is there as a coach. And, he's turned down a lot of opportunities already, so I think he's going to be there for the long haul too. I think when TCU joins the Big East next year, I don't know that they're necessarily the favorite to win right away, that we're going to say, okay, they're better than everybody else, but I think they're definitely a contender to, for that conference championship every year, and they could win it. I mean, they've done so well in the Mountain West. I think the Mountain West in the last couple of years have been very comparable to the Big East. So, I think TCU raises kind of the profile of the Big East, too. I mean, and let's face it, the Big East needs its profile to be raised. So I think if you get a successful program like TCU in there, it only helps you.
Absolutely, absolutely. One more thing, and then I have to close with a question for you, because this is the question that I'm going to close with you has kind of been bothering me a little bit. I got to find the answer to this. But Jimbo Fisher in Florida State, overranked, you think? A lot of hype. Everybody's doing their war chants and their chops here already. What do you think about Florida State? I know a couple people picked him to finish number one.
Well, if you're talking about number one in the ACC, I think they have a great chance. If you're talking about number one in the country, I say, well, talk to me after that game against Oklahoma.
There you go.
Then I'm buying in. I'm all in completely. But, there's rebuilding the offensive line. Lost some good players there, so there's a little bit of question there. And Manuel has played very well when he had a chance to play. Let's see what he's going to do as a full-time starter. A lot of good running backs, not great ones, good receivers. I think they're going to play very good defense under Stoops, and I love Greg Reed. So I think that Florida State, I'm not ready to say that they are all the way back from that when they were in the top five for, 14 years in a row. Not ready to say that they're there, but I really think they're on the verge, and, it's up to them to prove it. But I think they definitely have the chance this year.
Absolutely. Okay, the question I have for you, I'm going to take you back to 1999. In Varsity Blues, did that reporter have a name? Was that you?
Yes.
Isn't that crazy? Good for you, man.
Yes, and I got to use my name in that, so I was very disappointed that in the credits it says
reporter
Owen Buchanan. I was hoping it would say Owen Buchanan as himself.
As himself, yeah, because
it didn't work out that way.
Well, that's what I saw. I was checking the IMBD because you have an IMBD. It's very short, Varsity Blues, and it said, and I go, oh my gosh, I haven't seen that movie in years. Now I got to go get it. And I scrolled down, and it said reporter. It didn't say as himself, so you played yourself. Oh, that's cool. That's good stuff.
Yeah, I'm actually a radio reporter in that movie, and it just goes to show that if you have a country Texas accent, that every now and then it might just pay off for you.
Absolutely. Great state of Texas. Hey, it's a whole other country, and don't mess with Texas. Love you, Texas people. Thank you so much for taking the time. I know it was a busy day. Big week, transition week here in college football. Thank you for coming on our show, Olin. We'd like to have you back sometime.
Anytime, and thank you for having me on. I love Tampa.
Yeah, that's what Travis had told me. I saw his email, and I said, I love Tampa. And I'm like, oh, cool. So, if you ever get over this way, look us up. Definitely. Really appreciate it.
Okay, we'll do that.
Have a good day. Thank you, sir. OlinBuchananRivals.com. Pretty cool, huh?
Oh, yeah. It's great.
We got good people on our show, right?
Oh, that's a great show.
How about that
Always.
Guy? He played at Varsity Blues in 1999.
That's incredible, man.
Were you even alive in 1999?
I'm not that young.
How old were you? You were like a little kid. Do you remember that movie?
I don't remember you the movie. I've seen it since.
Yeah, you weren't allowed to watch it probably back then.
I mean,
a girl comes out in the whipped cream. I think it was a PG-13 or was that R?
Yeah, that might have been over my head.
Varsity Blues? Big Ed? Yeah, it was an R movie.
Yeah.
Okay, he still isn't allowed to watch it. So anyway, hey, let's transition a little bit. Let's talk Bucks to the bottom of the hour. Then we'll take a break. Here's what I got to say about the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
All right.
When you're going into the fourth preseason game and your biggest bright spot is the fact that a player did not get suspended, you might be in some trouble. And here we're going into the fourth preseason game. The offense just looks awful. They're not going to play Thursday, the starters.
Mm-hmm.
So this is it. Dress rehearsal's over for the starting group.
Yeah.
And they're going against the Lions. September 11th.
Yeah.
The 10th year anniversary of September 11th. I hope the stadium, formerly known as Tampa Stadium, doesn't come down. Concerned about the offense. They've looked horrible.
You know, I mean, it's one of those things where you can say, it's just preseason, but, you know, I do kind of look at these games, and I'm a little worried about the offense, especially the offensive line. I mean, Freeman hasn't had any time at all. They haven't been able to establish the run. I mean, LeGarrette Blount has had a couple of nice plays. He had one that was particularly great in that Miami game, but other than that, that offense has just looked discombobulated. I don't like the way they look at all, and again, it is the preseason, so you kind of take it with a grain of salt, but when you look bad in the preseason, that's kind of a warning flag right there.
Yeah, absolutely, especially the offense, because offense is about execution, defense is read and react, and my worries about the offense, Mike Williams isn't going to sneak up on anybody this year.
Right.
LeGarrette Blount isn't going to sneak up on anybody this year, so I'm really concerned. And here's another thing. I was singing his praises last year. I said he was going to get better. Josh Freeman has seemed to regress a little.
He looked bad in that Miami game.
Oh, yeah. He threw that one pass. I mean,
it should have been an interception, and dude from Miami dropped it. It was just a terrible throw. I mean, with that New England game, I kind of gave him the benefit of the doubt. The offensive line wasn't playing up to par. That last game against Miami, that was mostly on Freeman. He just couldn't get a rhythm going. He was making the wrong reads. And he was throwing, I mean, he had a couple passes where I'm just like, what are you looking at? That was a Terrell Pryor pass, man. What are you doing?
Yeah, or Donovan McNabb, where he looks great one time and then the next pass. And I was watching the replay last night when I told you I was out of that fantasy football job.
Yeah.
I was watching the Vikings replay, and he just threw a great pass, and everybody's going, oh, Donovan McNabb. And then the next pass was so bad. And then one of the guys says, you know, that's what's wrong with Donovan McNabb. He's inconsistent. And
he's always been like that, though.
Right.
In his great years with Philadelphia, he'd make three great passes and then one where you just scratch your head. But then he has another three great. Now he's just down to one bad and then one equal.
So the Vikings are going to win the Super Bowl this year? Is that what you're trying to say?
No, I'm just saying he's going to be a 50-50 kind of guy. He's going to throw one great pass and then one interception.
So right.
See, I don't know. Say like 15 touchdowns, 15 interceptions. That'd be a good year for him.
Yeah. Hey, if you guys go to yahoosports.com and our friend, as you remember, Jason Cole. He's our friend. We don't know if we're his friends. I mean, that's kind of up to him. But Jason Cole has a great article about Tlaib on there, so check that out. Jason Cole, yahoosports.com. So I'm a little worried, and I guess, Big Ed's here. He'll be here on Monday at 12 noon giving us the post lockout preseason recap, I guess, see where the Buccaneers are going. Do you want to change your, did you say?
I said 10-6.
Yeah, you said 10-6. You want to,
that was,
we got a little chance
and
to back you
that
out
was
of this
ambitious
now.
When I said it. And after watching these preseason games, I don't know.
Remember,
that
10-6.
I'm going to stick with my 10-6, but I don't feel as good about it now.
Wow. Can you imagine, the Lions are coming in here and they've looked good.
Oh,
the Lions,
they destroyed
for the Lions.
The Patriots.
I mean,
not just for the Lions, for any team to handle the Patriots the way they did, they manhandled that offensive line. Tom Brady had no time all game. That was impressive.
Hey, we're going to be taking some callers a little bit later. I want to talk some fantasy football. 727-441-3000. That's 727-441-3000. 441-3000. You can pick up the show on the Tan Talk Radio Network, 1340 AM and 1350 AM, and also toll free. Give us a call, 866-826-1340, and you could also watch us online
at
the Tan Talk site or the rocketsports-ent site. So it's pretty exciting. Hey, let's go to a break. We got to take a break, man. We've been running. Nolan Buchanan got me all fired up for college football. We'll be back. We're coming back with the Rocket Report. Don't miss it. I put a lot of time into this one. We'll be back. Rick and Darius, Rocket Sports and Entertainment.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Are you a Jeep enthusiast? If so, you must visit Extreme Jeep on North Florida Avenue in Tampa, serving Jeep enthusiasts since 1992. Extreme Jeep offers a full selection of Wranglers and CJs. Visit Extreme Jeep's full service department with technicians having over 20 years experience. Extreme Jeep is located at 14228 North Florida Avenue in Tampa. Visit Extreme Jeep on the web at extremejeep.com or call 813-963-JEEP. Extreme Jeep, Tampa's only Jeep specialist. Do you have a good voice? Have you ever wondered if you have what it takes to voice commercials for radio and TV? Or how about movie trailers? 57th Street Media in Tampa can train you to use your voice as an instrument. Voiceovers are a multi-billion dollar industry. Why not use your voice to make money? 57th Street Media teaches you how to interpret ad copy and determine what voice inflection is the right one per script. If you have a good voice or you know someone with a voice for radio and TV, call this number, 813-562-5790. That's 813-562-5790. Visit our website at 57thstreetmedia.com. That's the number 5, the number 7, letters T-H, streetmedia.com. Remember, every commercial you hear, someone is getting paid to do it. Why not you? Take charge of your future and break into voiceovers with 57th Street Media, where voices find homes. Call 813-562-5790.
Champs Americana is known for its freshly prepared upscale casual dining and exceptional service. Their menu includes something to suit every appetite, from Parmesan-crusted chicken to burgers, salads, and irresistible desserts. Serving handcrafted cocktails and a wide selection of beverages, Champs Americana is a great place to enjoy sporting and music events on 17 HD TVs and 4 big screens. Be sure to join us for happy hour Monday through Friday, 4 p.m. to 7 p.m., only at Champs on Bay Street at International Plaza.
This is Travis Failey with Rocket Sports and Entertainment. When I decided to finally get LASIK eye surgery done, I did a lot of research on which doctor to use. I decided to use TLC Laser Eye Centers. Boy, did I make the right decision, and I couldn't be happier with the results. When the surgery was complete, I thought that I would have 20/20 vision, but I was wrong. It's even better, and now I have 20/15. If you have any doubts on getting LASIK done, Dr. Kuva, Dr. Shriver, and their staff are there to assist you and answer any questions you may have. The Tampa Bay Rays and I trust TLC Laser Eye Centers. Shouldn't you?
To set up your free consultation, call them at 813-685-2737. 813-685-2737. Or on the web at tlcvision.com.
Tampa Bay's Tan Talk. Entertaining and informative radio for the Sunshine State.
Rocket Sports and Entertainment is on your radio. It's all about the fans and you.
Hey, welcome back to the big show. We are here live from the Extreme Jeep launching pad here at the beautiful Tan Talk Studios in Clearwater. Rick Sassone, Rocket Sports and Entertainment Network, and the Tan Talk Radio Network, bringing you the best sports coverage. Every day it just gets better. I love it. I love it. Hey, well, you know what time it is. I'm going to do it right out of the break.
There All right, go ahead.
Michael Vick's big contract. Yes. I have something to say about Michael Vick's big contract. I am so sick of sports, this guaranteed money, and all this crap. And you say the contracts aren't guaranteed. You know what? That's what Lloyd's of London's for. Give the player you did it last year, Michael Vick. Do it again. Do it again. Get the big numbers. You see this happen all the time, regression to the mean. A player has a big year, wants to renegotiate their contract. Every time a player has a you never see a player have a bad year and want to negotiate down. That never happens. When somebody just busts, Carlos Pena, 198. They should have said, you know what, when he was here with the Rays, let's renegotiate down. Why don't we do that? Put some skin in the game, players. I'm sick of it. $40 million guaranteed. $40 million guaranteed, $100 million overall. And, you know, why don't you give the player a decent salary? Say, you did it last year. You do it again. We'll give you a bonus. And here's an insurance policy from Lloyd's of London, because they'll insure your dog's tail, let alone a player's career. Give him... There you go. See what I'm saying? The dogs even like it. And speaking of the dogs, I calculated this out. $100 million. I did some research.
All right.
At $200 a piece, $100 million buys 200,000 pit bulls.
Wow.
So there you go. That's what I think about Michael Vick's contract. I don't believe it. Do it again. Show me, Michael. I'm not from Missouri.
Well, you know, I'm not going to blame...
Go ahead, Darius. Step up.
I'm just going to say, I'm not going to blame Michael Vick because the Eagles brought this contract.
Oh, I take the money, too. You're right.
I mean, what is Michael Vick supposed to do? I was a bad person for a couple of years, so I'm not going to take this money you guys are going to give me. Remember, he still owes $20 million to his creditors, so he's going to take this money. So, I mean, if you're going to blame anybody, blame the Eagles. Don't blame Mike Vick.
Great. Well, I agree, and that's the problem. I'm blaming the teams, right? Well, I named the play. I blame the player. All right, you corrected me.
What
am I going to do without you Friday? I don't know. But no, it is. It's the team's fault. It is. It is.
And I mean, the Eagles fan I am, I would blame the Eagles. I'm going to blame anybody in this situation.
That's a ridiculous contract. And you know who I hear is really pissed off?
Who's that?
Chris Johnson.
Oh, yeah, Chris Johnson.
Because now, you know, he's not going to get more than Michael Vick money. So anyway, let's talk about Cedric Benson.
Let's switch
gears a little bit.
Oh, buddy.
Now, this kills me. This kills me. I want you guys to concentrate and listen that you're out there. Let's say you get arrested and you get sentenced jail time. And you're getting ready for sentencing and the judge hands you 20 days in jail. And you say to the judge, Your Honor, could you schedule that during my vacation? I mean, really? I would cut Cedric Benson right now. Why? How can you have a player serve jail time during the bye week?
You know how this works
out? I
don't
understand that.
He fits into the dynamic of the Cincinnati Bengals locker room.
Well, then I figured it out. It's the Cincinnati Bengals.
That's why
they're the Cincinnati Bengals, and that's why they're where they're at. And
I was going to say, at least you know you won't get in trouble on the weekends.
Well, there you go. At least big. Yeah, big. Yeah, thank you. Yeah, you won't get in trouble on the weekends. Exactly. Maybe you should go spend, you know, they're off weekend. Yeah. Maybe all the players should go spend jail in the time in the jail.
You know.
You won't get in trouble. But I just thought that was hilarious. I'm reading this and I'm like, no way. He got credit for not good behavior, time served.
Right.
So for those of you know, Cedric Benson likes to beat up people. So anyway, I mean, why? It just is crazy. It's crazy, the bye week.
Hey, like I said earlier, Kentucky can have Cincinnati because they're no longer a part of Ohio.
Well, I do have a couple Ohio notes a little bit later that I wanted to get up because we're going to talk about the Rays. We're going to talk about Zach Veach. But here's something I want to bring up. Okay, let's switch gears. The positive Rocket Report.
Yes.
Back in February, there was a professional golfer that was here in town on a charity golf tournament, actually because she lives here in town. And so she wasn't here in town. She was home.
Mm-hmm.
And I kind of insulted her, and this is how it went down.
I thought you were with Hollywood.
Ah.
Absolutely. Well. I thought you were an actress, and you hit what I thought on that par three was a wonderful, wonderful shot. If I hit it, I would have quit for the day. It was like a foot off the green, and I made the boneheaded comment, nice shot. Keep that up today, thinking you were an amateur.
Oh, no worries. No worries at all.
So no
offense taken.
Okay, I wanted to apologize. I wanted to clear that out. The next day, I was on the air, and I said to my executive producer and co-host, Travis, I said, I can't believe I did this. I apologize. I said, I want Brittany on my show.
Lincecum, local Seminole resident here, and it was really exciting. That's how I met Brittany. I actually insulted her.
Through an apology.
Well, there Sean Stockton, Boys to Men, was there, and I can't remember his name, the little Kevin Connolly from Entourage.
Okay.
And she was kind of hanging out with those guys, and they're all coming through. And I was away from the tee box at the time, and she hit this shot, and I was like, whoa, nice high. It was a par three, and she stuck it a foot off the green.
Wow.
Now, for someone who doesn't golf, that's a Hollywood person or like us, that's an incredible shot. Anytime I'm a foot off the green on a par three,
mm-hmm.
I'm excited, right? So I said, nice shot. Keep that up all day. Well, when I was leaving, they gave me the pairing sheet, which I should have got on the way in.
Yeah.
So that's a little PR blunder there. Anyway, I looked and I go, Brittany Lincecum, that's Brittany Lincecum, the professional golfer. They're like, yeah. So now I feel like an ass.
Because you complimented on a par, or something.
Right, well, right, on a par three, if a professional right. doesn't hit the green, that's horrible. That's like, I mean, if they don't put it within, you know, a 10-foot putt, it's horrible.
It's like missing a free throw.
Missing the green, not hitting a greenie on a par three. So that's how I insulted her. So I had to have her on my show. And this is part of the interview of her on my show. Ed, you got that? The interview.
You're on in the Tampa Bay area. You're a local talent. Really excited. I know you had a great year. I think you're going to even have a better year this year.
I totally agree. I was really excited about my season last year. I played very, very well. Only missed one cut all year. So obviously that's fantastic. You just mentally knowing that I can play that great. And didn't have a win last year, but a lot of top tens, you know, really great. Finished 15th on the money list. A lot of really good things from last year. So hoping to keep those going in 2011.
Now, think about it. The keys of that interview: did not have a win last year, and mm-hmm. I said she was going to have a better year. That's why she's number three on the Rocky Report.
Yes.
Canadian Open champ, Brittany Lincecum, up there in Quebec. She beat out Stacey Lewis and Michelle Wee by one stroke. It was over a $300,000 payday. Rocket Sports and Entertainment's favorite golfer. I said that in February. You're going to have a better year next year. And look at that. She won the Canadian Open. So guess what? We're going to get Brittany back on the show.
There you go.
As soon as she has some time. So incredible. I'm really excited about that. But that's what we do at Rocket Sports Entertainment. Take Zach Veach. He finished seventh.
Wow.
First Star Mazda race in his career. 16-year-old Zach Veach.
Wow.
First. He jumped up. He went up. He went from, it'd be like going from, you know, single A to triple A is what he did. To put it in baseball perspective, he finished seventh.
That's great.
Seventh. Yeah, seventh. They're all excited. So anyway, getting to talking about baseball. No, let me bring up the fantasy football thing.
All right, bring that up.
You have fantasy football?
Oh, I love fantasy football. I've done it every year the last 5 years.
How many teams are you in?
I'm only doing one this year.
Good for you.
Yeah.
I need to do one, but I'm in three, and I'm kind of locked up. I've been in one since 1995.
All right, wow.
4 years before Varsity Blues was out.
Yeah?
So I know you weren't playing fantasy football.
No.
So anyway, I got three teams. So anyway, yeah, I just wondered. So if anybody out there, 727-441-3000, you got anything about fantasy football, give us a call. But let's talk about the Rays. Let's move into baseball.
Yeah.
7.5 games out of the wild card, it doesn't look good. And you were mentioning before the broadcast...
Yeah, they brought their big boy bats to Toronto. It was looking good in that series. Unfortunately, they also brought Wade Davis.
And Evan Longoria bought his passport.
Evan Longoria had two home runs that series.
He brought his passport and his bats.
Hey, look, B.J. Upton also had a home run in the series. Desmond Jennings had three home runs that series. And then also Johnny Damon yesterday had a multi-home run game, two home runs. So yesterday, at the beginning of the game, by the third inning, the Rays have two home runs. Three runs, all driven in by Johnny Damon. I'm thinking, oh, that's easy, a win. But Wade Davis, oh my goodness, he just had a bad game again. Only went 4 1/3, gave up 9 hits, 6 earned, walked 3 guys, and the Jays end up getting 7 runs.
What a buster. Here they are looking for the sweep. Coming
looking
off
for
David,
the sweep.
David Price's 14 strikeout outing on Sunday.
Oh my goodness, and what a great game for David Price. And it was just looking, it was almost like this was too easy for the Rays. And then Jose Bautista and the rest of the Jays just showed up.
Yeah, well, they did. David Price and Longoria heard me talking about
it.
So anyway, in other Major League Baseball news, big series opens tonight at the ballpark, formerly and always known as Fenway Park. Of course, the two best teams in Major League Baseball, in my opinion. Some would argue the Philadelphia Phillies, and I have a feeling you might be one of them.
I'd say they're in the top three.
Okay, they're in the top three. Two of the top three.
Yeah.
Listen to this lineup. Tonight, CC Sabathia versus John Lackey. Wednesday, Phil Hughes versus Josh Beckett. And Thursday, A.J. Burnett and John Lester.
Wow.
Wow. And that's for all the marbles in the ALC. That's really going to put a hold on. Now, speaking of Ohio.
All right.
Speaking of Ohio, you see what I'm saying? Always, always the bridesmaid, never the brides. The Reds are 13.5 out. They were once in the race. They were in the race when I was up there. They were like one game out. That was 4th of July when I went up to Cincinnati and covered that game in the Ohio Cup against Cleveland. And now they're 12.5 out of the wild card, 13.5. Now, here's something to illustrate how dominant the Red Sox and Yankees are. The Cleveland Indians... for a better part of the year were in first place in the AL Central.
Right.
Right? They were, I don't know the exact stats on it, but they were, you could say they were in first place. They led a lot of laps.
Oh, they've led most of the year of anybody in the Central.
Right, right.
Yeah.
They are now in third place, 5.5 games behind Detroit in first, and the Chicago White Sox are in second. But they're 5.5 games out of first in their own division. They're 13.5 out of the wild card. That's how far the Yankees are ahead. They're 5.5. They got a better. It's win their own division. It's that old scenario: win their own division or you stay home. So anyway, that's the implosion up there in the great state of Ohio, and they're like, "Yeah, we're ready for some football. Ready for some football." No Tressel now. We got the Bengals. Andy Dalton. I mean, what a mess. Sorry.
Cleveland Browns look okay. They got Peyton Hillis.
You know,
I
have Peyton Hillis on two. Well, you know what that means. He's going to get hurt. I have Peyton Hillis in two of my leagues, and I also have Colt McCoy as a backup in two of my teams.
I'm telling you, the Browns, they're an emerging team. They're not going to get it this year, but they're going to be good in the next couple years.
The Arizona Diamondbacks, they won 7 in a row. They have a game lead. Yeah. Are they just shoving it to the Giants?
Did you see what happened last night with the Giants? Talking about the Giants, Tim Lincecum got rocked.
Yeah, that's what I heard.
He gave up three home runs for the first time in his career.
I think in the background of some radio show I was listening to on the way home when I was really tired, on talk radio, public service announcement. When you're really tired and you're driving, you're supposed to put on talk radio. Keeps you, stimulates you. Did you know that? Not music. It might put you to sleep. So anyway, wanted to bring that up. See, I'm always looking out for the listeners.
Yeah.
So anyway, they said something about, I didn't hear that. I caught the tail end of it. That was Lincecum got rocked, huh?
Lincecum got destroyed, gave up 7 runs.
And isn't somebody, not C.J. Wilson, who's on the DL out there?
Oh, for the Giants?
Yeah.
Oh, I can't remember. Well, Buster Posey, of course, he's been out for the whole year.
Yeah, right, right. But I thought C.J. Wilson was kind of banged up there or whatever.
Well, yeah, C.J. Wilson for the Rangers. Are you thinking of the AL West or the NL West?
No, I'm thinking of, who's the reliever?
Oh, Brian Wilson.
The closer, yeah. Mr. Beard, yeah. Is he on the DL?
Yeah, he's on the DL.
See what I'm saying?
Yeah, I think he's going to get back soon.
I just don't get the first names right.
Yeah, well, no, you're close, though.
Yeah.
Well, when you said C.J. Wilson, I started thinking of something else.
C.J. Wilson, the Texas Rangers. Yeah, C.J. Wilson, who I got to see pitch last year here at the Trop. He was dominant. Didn't he pitch game 2? Yeah, because
I think it was game 2.
Cliff Lee opened game 1.
Cliff Lee was game 1.
And CJ came back with an equal.
Matter of fact, they got a 2-0 lead, and then the Rays had to fight to get back.
Right, right. They got a 2-0 lead, and then the Rays ended up tying it, right?
Yeah, and it was game 5.
Game 5 was back here.
And Cliff Lee, won.
Cliff Lee came back.
Yeah.
Right, on game 5. See, we got memories, too, here. So, you know, really exciting stuff. Champs Americana at International Plaza. Love that place.
Yes, I've been back since.
I know. You went back again, too. And I am going to go there, I think, this weekend to check out some college football because those TVs will be just blazing.
I was over there on Saturday. They had MMA up.
Oh, did they? It was a great crowd, right?
Anderson Silva. Oh, they had an incredible crowd. It was like a $5 entry at the door. They were making bank because people are religious about the UFC and MMA.
You know, yeah, I'm going to start paying more attention to that because it's just crazy. You know, I mean, that $100 million, Fox.
You know, I wouldn't go out of my way to watch it, but if it happens to be on TV or if I happen to be in a sports bar and it's on, it's exciting. Watching two people knock the crap out of each other, it's awesome.
Yeah, no, absolutely. So I'm going to get out there this weekend. And once again, thanks to Extreme Jeep at 14228 North Florida Ave between Fletcher and Beers.
Yeah.
If you want a Jeep, when you come back for break or something, you got to get up, got to get your test driving one.
All right.
Chicks, they're panty droppers, those Jeeps.
You know, Jeeps.
Yeah, those Jeeps, they're hot. So anyway, just really concerned. Let's get back. I got to get back, and I'm kind of getting pulled back a little bit here. The Buccaneers.
All right.
Let's get back. Now, I did not go to the game Thursday. Did you go to the game?
Yeah, I was at the game.
You did go to the game on Thursday. It looked like there was a decent crowd.
It was. I mean, it was probably a little bit more than the New England game, but still wasn't a sellout.
You know why? Because Miami's closer. There were a lot of Dolphins fans.
There were a lot of Dolphins fans.
Remember, there were a lot of Patriot fans.
Yeah.
In there. So, they could surprise us. They could kind of turn things around, but I just wish. Mm-hmm. And let me ask you something. There's no written rule. I was thinking about this. Why is it where the starters don't play in the fourth.
No, I mean, it's more precautionary than anything else. You don't want to get guys get hurt.
Safe as death. Yeah. It's football. Guys get hurt. It's almost like rolling the dice. It's a luck of a draw. You know, so many players are going to get hurt this year, and it's going to happen. And the object is to win football games.
Right.
The object is to win football games, win your division. Let's take a look at a dream scenario for any National Football League team. We win our division.
Mm-hmm.
We win the conference.
Right.
We get a bye. We get home field throughout the playoffs, and we win the Super Bowl. That's the object.
Right.
But anyway, you know, we got to take a break because we ran long with, well, we didn't run long. Well, we did, Olin Buchanan. Yeah. We're going to take a break. Rocket Sports and Entertainment. We're going to be back after this, and I want to finish this conversation because I got some interesting points.
All right.
This is the TAN Talk Radio Network.
Do you have a good voice? Have you ever wondered if you have what it takes to voice commercials for radio and TV? Or how about movie trailers? 57th Street Media in Tampa can train you to use your voice as an instrument. Voiceovers are a multi-billion dollar industry. Why not use your voice to make money? 57th Street Media teaches you how to interpret ad copy and determine what voice inflection is the right one per script. If you have a good voice or you know someone with a voice for radio and TV, call this number, 813-562-5790. That's 813-562-5790. Visit our website at 57thstreetmedia.com. That's the number 5, the number 7, letters THStreetMedia.com. Remember, every commercial you hear, someone is getting paid to do it. Why not you? Take charge of your future and break into voiceovers with 57th Street Media, where voices find homes. Call 813-562-5790.
Champs Americana is known for its freshly prepared upscale casual dining and exceptional service. Their menu includes something to suit every appetite, from Parmesan-crusted chicken to burgers, salads, and irresistible desserts. Serving handcrafted cocktails and a wide selection of beverages, Champs Americana is a great place to enjoy sporting and music events on 17 HD TVs and 4 big screens. Be sure to join us for happy hour Monday through Friday, 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. only at Champs on Bay Street at International Plaza.
This is Travis Failey with Rocket Sports and Entertainment. When I decided to finally get LASIK eye surgery done, I did a lot of research on which doctor to use. I decided to use TLC Laser Eye Centers. Boy, did I make the right decision, and I couldn't be happier with the results. When the surgery was complete, I thought that I would have 20/20 vision, but I was wrong. It's even better, and now I have 20/15. If you have any doubts on getting LASIK done, Dr. Kuva, Dr. Shriver, and their staff are there to assist you and answer any questions you may have. The Tampa Bay Rays and I trust TLC Laser Eye Centers. Shouldn't you?
To set up your free consultation, call them at 813-685-2737. 813-685-2737. Or on the web at tlcvision.com.
Tampa Bay's TAN Talk. Entertaining and informative radio for the Sunshine State.
This is the Rocket Sports and Entertainment Network.
Okay, welcome back. Hey, wanted to finish up my conversation before break. Yes. Darius bailed me out. I had a question for you. You got something. You have a little NBA note that you want to bring up that I'm going to let you bring up. So getting back to, you know, the dream season, you win your division, you win your conference, so you got home field throughout. We know how important that is. The road through the Super Bowl goes through Pittsburgh or whatever. Everybody gets so excited. And that team a lot of times doesn't make it. And I don't like buys because I think rest is death. I talk about that. I'd rather look at the last few teams that have won the Super Bowl. Well, last year, the Packers didn't have a bye.
Packers did not have a bye.
The Giants.
They were on the road the entire time, actually.
They were. They were the last team in.
Yeah, last team
in. Because if the Bucs didn't get beat by Detroit, the Bucs would have been in, and it would have changed history. So the Packers were the last team in the playoffs, and they win the Super Bowl. So rest is death. So bye maybe isn't a good thing. So that's the object, is to win, not keep your players healthy. Yeah. That's part of it. You want to keep your players healthy. But let me tell you something. If you're not ready to play football a week from Sunday, what good is it if you show up at the stadium, formerly known as Tampa Stadium, and just get your ass cleaned by the Detroit Lions? I just don't see it. So why wouldn't you because I heard a talk radio show and somebody's talking about Bill Parcells, and he played his starters in the fourth game. So there's no written rule, but most organizations do that. And the ones that probably consistently do it are the losers, like the Carolina Panthers, mm-hmm. the Minnesota Vikings, the Washington Redskins, you know, all the teams that are harp on that have been maybe one-hit wonders, and we could throw the Buccaneers in there. One-hit wonder. Have they won a playoff game since they won the Super Bowl?
No.
I don't think so. And the problem was, talk about big heads, I got on Chucky, John Gruden, after he won the Super Bowl. A reporter had asked him, what are you going to do? He said, run down Dale Mabry and my jockstrap. It's a marathon, not a sprint. Teams in professional sports that do it over and over again every year stay humble. They don't get big heads. Okay? I'm putting you on notice, Raheem Morris. I'm putting you on notice. Youngry. You're youngry. Youngry. We're youngry. We're youngry. You youngry now? You're going to be youngry in December when that stadium's empty and you're sitting on three wins? I don't know. Just getting crazy out there. So that's all I had to say about the Bucks. I went on my soapbox a little bit. Show me something, surprise me. I hope they have a good year. I hope we got good things to report.
Yeah.
I'm just a little, you know, last year I said 6 to 7 wins last year. So yeah. I was positive. So I'm not like this negative.
Right.
I just report what I see. You had some NBA news you wanted to bring up.
Yeah. I mean, earlier we were talking about Cedric Benson and his little jail stint he's going to have to go to, but that's going to be nothing compared to former Washington Wizards guard Javaris Crittenden. Now, if the name sounds familiar, it should, because he was the other guy that was involved in the Gilbert Arenas gunplay back in the locker room a couple years ago, whatever you want to call it. But he is now in some serious trouble because...
What did he do?
He took out his gun and was threatening somebody that apparently had robbed him and tried to shoot him with bad intent and end up killing somebody else.
Oh, an innocent bystander?
Innocent bystander.
Really?
In Atlanta.
Oh, my gosh.
And it's...
Yeah, I saw he turned him
terrible.
In. I saw he turned himself in.
Yeah, he turned himself in Southern California.
He was a suspect in a murder case, but I didn't realize it was something like that.
Well, I mean, this is all alleged. I don't know whether he did or whether he didn't, but based on the report, he accidentally killed somebody. But the thing is, it doesn't matter because he was still trying to hurt somebody else.
Well, my theory has been for years, the consequences of events are directly proportionate with the outcome of that event.
Yeah.
You know, that gun doesn't go off and someone doesn't die. He's not up on a murder charge. It's a simple assault charge. So assault with a deadly weapon or whatever statute they have up there in the crazy state of Georgia. Wow, that's how sad.
And it's interesting because at first when I heard this, I'm like, oh, this is no surprise. I mean, this is the same guy that was in a gun argument with Gilbert Arenas. But then when you go and look at it, Javaris Crittenden was actually a scholar athlete in high school. He was a good guy. I mean, he was one of the people. He was a sophomore and the leader of his team.
I hooked up with Gilbert Arenas. He started hanging out with Gilbert Arenas, right?
That must be what it was that the NBA changed him. But
what do your parents say? Make sure you pick your friends.
It's really a shame. It's really a shame to see this happen.
That is a shame. So I guess he went from before that event being concerned about the lockout to now it really doesn't matter.
Well, yeah. I mean, he wasn't going to be in the NBA this year anyways. He was on a D-League team.
Oh, was he? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
But yeah, I mean, his NBA career is definitely over at this point.
Well, here's, you know, we're heading towards a wrap up here from the Extreme Jeep launching pad. Once again, great show. We had a lot. I could go on for about 9 hours today.
Yeah.
Of course, I feel like that every day. But Darius, going to miss you, man. I really appreciate you taking your time and getting here and getting on the air with me. It's been fun this summer.
Oh, thanks for having me.
No, absolutely.
You better believe I'm going to be back at any opportunity I can get.
Absolutely. We'll get you on when we can. Rick Sassone, Rocket Sports and Entertainment Network. Look for us back here Friday and Friday night at Zephyr Hills High School. I'll see you in the press box. I feel there's nothing I can do.
WTMJ, Jacksonville, Florida.
Hey, this is Jack Harlow.
Hey, this is Jack
Harlow.
WTAN, Clearwater, Tampa, St. Petersburg. WDCF, Dade City, Zephyr Hills, and Wesley Chapel. And KLRG.